The Ares limps out of slipspace and into the Echo sector, one of the mid-system sectors. At least, I imagine her limping. Her antimatter reactor and Becker drive are functioning regularly, but she took a beating in the engagement with the four broadswords right before we were captured and brought to Fairfax's destroyer, the Echidnates. Later, after we escaped, she took more damage as the crew traded laser fire with pirates across the landing bay inside the research facility on Zeo. For my part, I'm emptying my stomach into the reusable barf bag I always keep on hand for slipspace transitions. It's mostly just bile, since I try not to eat for a day before each transition. But somehow, there's always something to be expelled. "Any waiting ships, Chief Aphrodite?" I ask once the nausea eases up.
"Negative, Captain. We're the only ones here."
That surprises me. From the verse casts I've allowed Glory Bellflower to send, it wouldn't have been too hard for the brass to figure out I was headed to the Echo Sector. That said, I did order her to ease off on them as we drew closer to Echo, and as far as I know, she complied. It's possible there are more slipstreams connecting my home sector Andorra to this one, and I suppose the guard would be hard-pressed to find spare broadswords to patrol multiple systems. Still, their absence is both a relief and a worry. What if there's only one connecting slipstream and the guard is too occupied with trouble in this sector to leave any ships here to intercept me? I guess it's also possible they've decided to overlook my multiple breaches of conduct at the chain of command, but somehow I have my doubts. As for the Ares' condition, it sure felt like she was limping when life support systems decided to fail during the journey here, and I had to climb through multiple emergency access portals in a sealed suit to get it back up and running. Fixing things would have been easier from the outside, but I'm not stupid enough to try that while whipping through slipspace at effective superluminal speeds. Anyway, that crisis got dealt with, but it did nothing about the laser turrets I've lost or the damage to the hull. At first, I'd assumed that damage was purely superficial, absorbed by the Ares' thick layer of armor. But if life support was compromised enough to fail unexpectedly like that halfway through slipspace, what other systems might give up the ghost without warning? We need a dry dock, badly. Luckily, according to my datasphere, this system, Axim system, has one. Had one, anyway. As far as I know, it's been hundreds of years since it's been in operation, so it could prove completely useless to us. Even if the dry dock itself is serviceable, there's no guarantee the parts we need are left lying around, though records say that smaller military craft did once undergo repairs here.
"Sensors are just picking up the Amidon shipyards now, sir,"
says Chief Aphrodite, who is my operations officer, Oppo, and in charge of both processing and analyzing sensor data. Her real name is Marissa, and she's the estranged mother of my child. But the other crew don't know that.
"It's just become visible over Euphrates' horizon."
Euphrates is the moon the shipyards orbit. "Acknowledged. I wonder where the Bacchus Corp hid the servers for this system's subverse. But that isn't my concern. Not anymore. Right now, I'm focused on finding my daughter. Harmony's been in Echo Sector for months, provided she followed through on her plan to come here. I need to find her before Rodney Fairfax does, that mechanized asshole. Though I'd settle for finding him first and icing his metal ass. Do the shipyards look intact?" I ask.
"Aye," Marissa says. "Although there's a good chance life support for the sealed sections stopped working long ago. There's no record of anyone starting up a settlement on Amidon since the fall. So unless some fallen with mechanical talent ended up on the station, you may have to keep your suit sealed while on board."
"That's fine. Topo, fire the antimatter engine until we're at cruising speed, then cut it off. I plan to coast in for the last 10 light minutes. No need to trail exotic particles for an observer's polarization sensor to detect. "Aye," my trajectory operations officer mutters. "Mo, my digital double. My original Topo's betrayal forced me to copy myself, something Mo seems far from forgiving me for.